With education becoming more and more important in today's world, educators, test developers, and politicians take a very close look at the student's performance at any stage of a student's educational career. Recent research has once again shown that, looking at the gender gap, girls clearly outperform boys at school. Boys have got considerable learning difficulties and struggle to succeed in reading and writing. The situation is actually alarming and asks for more attention. Before we will have the chance to talk to a UK school improvement officer in tomorrow's show, we've been able to invite Bill, a 15-year-old boy from Kent, who will share his story with us today. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you, John. I am happy to be here today.
Tell us a little bit about your school career.
Well, I didn't start out too great, actually. In primary school, things seemed to be fine, and I was doing okay. But as soon as I attended secondary school, problems began to arise.
What kind of problems?
I quickly ran into problems in all the language subjects, and also in some of the natural science subjects. Although I tried to stay on top of my workload, it seemed impossible to keep up after a short while, and I soon got very bad marks on tests as well as exams.
How did you feel about this?
I felt helpless. My parents didn't know what to do either. Private tutoring also didn't work. And all this frustration finally led to a very negative attitude towards school.
Did your teachers talk to you or give you any advice?
Some tried to, but when they eventually realised what was going on, it was almost too late, to be honest.
Were you the only one in your class experiencing such difficulties?
In fact, there were only a few exceptions who didn't have any problems. This was the reason why our teachers started to ask questions.
Did they only ask questions, or was anything changed after you had shared your problems and worries with them?
Well, I have to say that our teachers took our problems really seriously. After a few weeks of discussion and project work, we all came up with new methods that helped us to overcome our frustrations.
What did your teachers change, for example?
First of all, they paid close attention to our seating arrangements. You could finally see boys sitting everywhere in the classroom, not only in the back row. They also tried to find topics that were interesting to all the students in the class.
Bill, thank you very much for now. Stay tuned for more information after the break.